Another feature for our President's Club Day, this time with the Strathroy Rotary Club and President Tim Borma. Tim, thanks for doing this. Give us a little history on yourself with the Rotary Club and leading up to becoming president for this term.
I joined the Rotary Club several years ago, and in 2023, I was nominated to become the president-elect. From there, I became the president for the Rotary year of 2024-2025.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the Rotary Club is or what it does?
The Rotary Club is based on local clubs, but it's worldwide. There are over a million Rotarians worldwide. We have over 30 here in Strathroy. In 1988, it was chartered here in Strathroy. It was at the time the only club chartered in Canada with women as members of the charter. The Rotary Club raises funds to do projects, usually local. However, we sometimes will sponsor international projects as well. And most of the projects we fund and provide and actually work on include things like raising money for the all-wheel skate park. And we currently have partnered with the town, and we're going to help them create a community garden where residents can plant vegetables.
That's fantastic. Also responsible for local playgrounds and other things from the Rotary Club fundraising. From a presidential standpoint, what are some of the roles that a Rotary Club president needs to go through?
Attending interviews such as this one is one, but also chairing and hosting all of the meetings. There are two regular club meetings and a board meeting every month.
Tim, how important is it to have a club like a Rotary Club within a community?
Oh, I think it's very important. Just like myself, a lot of folks look for ways to give back to their community. That's my real reason for involvement, and I believe almost all the club members are the same.
Obviously, I would assume the Rotary Club, just like many other clubs, Optimist Clubs, Lions Club within a community, that are based solely on volunteers. So how important are volunteers to the Rotary Club?
The volunteers are everything. They not only provide funds, they provide the manpower, expertise in raising funds, along with actually volunteering. For example, right now, one of the things we're doing is helping refurbish the Women's Rural Resource Center, where we're painting, putting in some new light fixtures, and whatever the spaces may need.
That's fantastic. You're also a president of a club that does a foreign exchange with students every year. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's something the Rotary Club is extremely proud of. Just recently, our two most recent students came back. One spent a year in Thailand, one spent a year in Finland, and we couldn't be more proud of them. They came back very different people. They learned a lot, and I think that they're probably better people now for it. And I think it's a very important, worthwhile thing that the Rotary Club does internationally. Sometimes, you know, they say you can only change the world one person at a time, and these young people are doing that.
Talking with the Strathroy Rotary Club President Tim Borma. Tim, when people come up to you and say, hey, we know that you, the Rotary Club was a big integral part of a foreign exchange program or putting the skate park in or putting a playground in, and they say thank you, how does that make you feel from a presidential standpoint?
It makes me feel really good, and I always reply to that with, it's me, but it's a team of people. Our whole club participates in this and these endeavors.
Tim, if anyone wants to find out more about the Strathroy Rotary Club or potentially becoming a member, how would they do that?
They can find us. We have a website, rotaryclub.ca, and you could also attend one of our meetings. We are on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at noon. We're located in the library in Strathroy.
And you can find the Strathroy Rotary Club also on social media, correct?
Correct, both Facebook and Instagram.
President of the Strathroy Rotary Club, Tim Borma, our feature for President's Club Day here on MyFM. Thanks for this, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.